A study that's followed people for more than 40 years, hoping to find out what they gained from a preschool program. Back in 1962, the children were enrolled in a program called the Perry Preschool Project. It became the model for Head Start, the popular federal effort to help poor children prepare for school. There have always been questions about the benefits of such programs, and some may find answers in this long-running study, which has followed 123 people ever since that experience in the 1960s. Here's NPR's Rachel Jones.
The Perry Project was different from other child care at the time. The teachers had college degrees, and it emphasized academics and learning, as opposed to fun and nap time.
As I recall, even during the playtime, there seemed to be a learning component to it, whether it was, I understand it now, as relationship building, playing games with others, getting used to interacting with others.
Now age 45, a man we'll call David was one of those 3- and 4-year-olds enrolled in the study. Over the years, researchers have kept the children anonymous. 42 years later, David is a college graduate. He's a healthcare consultant, married with 2 kids. The new research claims David's life is typical of the children who got high-quality preschool, though it doesn't necessarily mean it caused David's success. Larry Schweinhardt is president of the HiSCOPE Educational Research Foundation in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
I think it's the range of things that we were able to look at that have really permitted us to tie a preschool program with important life effects that just about all of us would agree are really important, things like crime prevention, employment, and earnings.
Over the years, researchers collected data about each child and followed them up until age 40. Schweinhardt believes preschool was the key factor for those who succeeded. Researchers think it's because the teachers nurtured language and literacy skills, helped the children tackle math, and encouraged working together to solve problems. Schweinhardt says Perry preschool children eventually had higher test scores than the control group, and more of them graduated from high school. Another result was even more significant.
Children were less likely to be placed in classes for mental impairment if they'd had the preschool program. And that really kind of took us out of the box of looking just at test scores and looking at real-world kinds of things.
As adults, preschool students were less likely to get arrested, more likely to hold advanced degrees, and eventually earn more than the control group. But policy analyst Darcy Olson says the latest data can't hide the study's internal flaws.
It was not representative of children generally. It was definitely not representative of even disadvantaged children.
Olson is president of the Goldwater Institute, a conservative research group in Phoenix. She says the Perry study has been dismissed in some circles because the findings have never been replicated. And she notes that a third of the Perry students eventually dropped out of school and half wound up on welfare. Olson thinks proponents of early education ignore a basic tenet of child development.
The research suggests that the best source of cognitive and linguistic development still comes from being with parents at home.
Perry Project student David agrees. He credits his parents, but believes Perry played a role too.
Maybe that's why I'm such an inquisitive person today and that I pick up a lot and I read a lot of different things or always asking questions because of maybe it could be part of that early learning experience.
This research is important because the debate over the value of early education continues and Head Start legislation is up for reauthorization next year. Rachel Jones, NPR News.